And I remember being like, I don't have enough to say. I'd run out of things to say in 5 episodes. And here we are at episode 500. Joe, you were right. You were right. I hate it when you were right, but you were right. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Frankly, I'm at a loss for how to even start today's episode. I have no notes. I am just here showing up to celebrate a massive milestone. Today is the 500th episode of the Gold Digger Podcast, and honestly, I can't believe it. It's really wild for me to just close my eyes and reflect on this journey and to think back from the very first time I hit record. And to be honest, the butterflies from today are pretty similar to all those years ago. Because while I might have way more experience than I did back then, this show means so much to me. It's transformed my life. It's transformed my opportunities. It's become a part of my identity. Things that I could have never predicted when I first hit record and decided to launch this show out into the world. And so while I totally wish that I had champagne to celebrate today, and while I'm celebrating with this little baby kicking around in my belly, having this companion as I record today, I want to take some time to reflect on what it's been like creating the show, building the show, recording 500 episodes. I want to talk about the mistakes, the missteps, the things I could have never guessed. But I really want to focus on the power of podcasting and how this experience, one that has lasted years, has absolutely transformed my life for the better. And I want to just say before we dive in, thank you for being here. Whether this is your first episode you've ever listened to or you've been here from the very beginning, if you've been here from the beginning, I apologize. I hope I've gotten a little bit better over the years. But I just want to say thank you. There is such an incredible gift of knowing that I can sit here and hit record and that someone out there in the world is going to hear this message. And so today, I hope this message gives you permission to start whatever it is you're delaying starting. I hope it gives you permission to follow through with consistency. I hope it gives you permission to commit to being a student and getting better and evolving over time. And I hope that it inspires you to keep going. You know, this episode feels so iconic and special to me. And I'm just grateful that we get to celebrate together today. So here's my one ask. My mom told me I need to get better at asking for help. So if you have listened to 1 or 100 episodes of this show and you haven't taken a second to leave a review yet, would you do that today? Could today be the day where you hit pause and take just a few minutes to leave a few words? I check the reviews every single day. I honor your feedback. I love hearing from you, what you do, what your takeaways are, what actions you've taken since tuning in. And that would be like the best present you could offer me for sitting down to the mic year after year, whether it's in my car, my closet, or looking out over Lake Superior as I am today. So without further ado, let's dive in to episode number 500. Have you ever wished you had an on-demand mentor that could provide advice on how to improve your customer experience or scale your business? Well, HubSpot's got you covered. Introducing the HubSpot Podcast Network. It's a one-stop audio destination for business professionals looking for education and inspiration on how to grow better. With access to a collection of marketing, sales, service, and operations shows, you'll have all the information you need as your company goes from startup to scale up and beyond. Listen, learn, and grow with the HubSpot Podcast Network at hubspot.com/podcastnetwork. Thanks to ShipStation for supporting Gold Digger. With ShipStation, your small business can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. Head to ShipStation.com and use my offer code GOLDDIGGER to get a 60-day free trial. When thinking about recording this episode, it immediately brought me back to the first time I hit record. And I remember like it was yesterday. I was in the shower listening to my friend Amy Porterfield, who has a great podcast. And I had this moment of like, I feel like I know her. And I didn't at the time. We were absolute strangers on the internet. Now we're best friends. We talk almost every day. But I remember just thinking, man, she has given me so much. She doesn't even know I exist. But hearing her voice and her sharing her strategies and, you know, it felt like she was this mentor in my life. And I remember I was in the shower. I reached out, dried my hand off, and voice texted my one and only part-time employee at the time, Caitlin, who is still with me today. And I said, I know we're about to enter the slow season of wedding photography. I think I'm going to start a podcast. She goes, oh, I love podcasts. That'd be awesome. When do you want to start? And I said, just in a few weeks. And if you know anything about me, once I get an idea, I am like dead set. Let's go. Let's move forward. We're going to do it. And hitting record on that first episode, man, I can't even go back and listen to it just because I'm like, who is that girl? I remember that girl. I still am that girl. But like, it's just like, what do you say to the world? And it's funny because my brother gave me a microphone years ago before I even started the show. And he had bought a microphone. He had done his own podcast. He had stopped podcasting for a while. And he was like, I think you need this. I really think you should do a podcast. And I remember being like, I don't have enough to say. I'd run out of things to say in 5 episodes. And here we are at episode 500. Joe, you were right. You were right. I hate it when you were right, but you were right. And it's just crazy because when I started the show, every single year, Facebook reminds me with a little Facebook memory of a status that I posted on Facebook saying, I think I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to release 5 episodes or 10 episodes. And would you want to tune in? What do you want to hear about? And it truly was just an experiment. It wasn't something that I could see a future doing, but I had this curiosity. And I think there's something super beautiful in our life when we pursue these curiosities and kind of take a step back and really ask ourselves like, maybe should I try it? Like, it's okay if I suck. Like we all suck when we're learning something new. And I think one of the things that this world has really hindered in terms of creativity is our graciousness to allow ourselves to be bad at something, especially because we share so much of our lives on the internet. It's like embarrassing to think of failing in front of other people. But when I look at this show, I was willing to do that. And I was willing to figure it out as I went. And I'm so grateful to that me from years ago for just being willing to step out in that way. It's really funny because when I started it, I was a wedding photographer. I was only a wedding photographer. And I say that in a way of respect. Like I respect the work that I was doing in that season. But now podcasting is like the number one way that I describe what I do. I was at the coffee shop the other day and the barista was like, wait, are you Jenna Kutcher? I listened to your podcast. And the lady behind me in line was like, what's your podcast about? And it's just been one of those things where it started as a passion project, an experiment. And now it's like the thing I hang my hat on because I'm so proud of this show and the community that it serves. And I'm also proud of the evolution that I've had while stepping up to the mic every single week. You know, one of the things that I could have never imagined when I was beginning is that podcasting gives you this opportunity to interview experts and dream guests. When I first started out, so if you haven't been around the entire time, the show first started as an interview only show. And I just interviewed a bunch of my friends. So at the time I had copywriter friends and web designer friends and photographer friends. And it was really just like, I want an excuse to connect with other people. I want a place where we can talk about the things that we talk about in hotel rooms, but like air them out so that people feel less alone because I was at this stage of entrepreneurship where I felt so isolated. And part of that was that I had isolated myself, right? But I was missing community and I was missing honesty about what this journey was going to really look like. Because even today, I was having a conversation with one of my friends and I was like, you know, entrepreneurship is so glamorized thanks to the internet. And we all want to put out, you know, the best parts of our lives. It's a highlight reel. We get that. But entrepreneurship can be hard and it can be isolating and it can, you know, change relationships. And there can be things that just make you feel so consumed and so alone. And I wanted this to be a space where I could just talk to people. And it's funny now looking at this evolution because, you know, I do interviews and solo shows, but I never could have dreamed of interviewing over 250 people, mostly women, who are absolutely changing the world. Like, how cool is it when people ask me, like, what's your favorite thing about podcasting? Is I'm like, it gives you this unique opportunity to extend an invitation for somebody to shine their light in the world. Like, my job is to make my guests come alive on a microphone and tell their story in a way that becomes a legacy, right? Like, that sounds really loaded when I say it, but like, what a cool opportunity. And I think that that's something that's so overlooked in the world of podcasting is like, you have this platform, whether it's small or big, that you can extend to someone and say, I see you. I want to know more. I want to ask you questions. I want to preserve your responses. And I just think it's beautiful. And it's so sweet because I was just talking to my mom the other day. Again, a few months ago, I interviewed my grandparents and they had come up to the lake to spend the night with us. And my grandpa and then my grandpa and grandma, they're all friends. So they rode up together. And it was at a time of transition in my grandparents' life. So they were moving from the farm that they've lived on for decades into an assisted living facility. So it was just a really heavy time in all of our lives as we were helping them to transition. And I interviewed them and my grandpa asked my mom to listen to that interview every time they're together in the car. And my mom said, my grandpa's chin just kind of quivers when he listens to it and he hears his legacy. And it's really easy when you're interviewing people in their 90s, right? To think about legacy and what that means. But really, these interviews are this chance for people to share their heart, their experience, the good, the bad, the lessons, the things they wish they would have known, the expertise, and to highlight them in a beautiful way. And I will say that I think I've gotten to be a much better interviewer over time. I'm absolutely not perfect. And I am self-taught, which is very reflective of a lot of things that I do in my life. But I now just like cherish this opportunity to get to speak to such incredible women from all over the world who are doing incredible things and to get to extend a platform for them and a place for them to share their legacy. So that's one of the things that I could have never guessed when I was starting out. It was like, hey, let me talk to my friends. And now it's like, wow, I get to talk to such incredible human beings and call it work. And I think that's such a cool thing. Another thing that I think is super interesting is speaking about hosting. When you're podcasting, like, a lot of times you're not great at the beginning and you're not meant to be great, right? Like that's the whole process of pursuing our curiosities and experimenting. And I really realized that interviewing is an art form that I'm still trying to get better at. Delivery is an art form that I'm still trying to get better at. And I am constantly still trying to be better. I will send snippets of episodes to my producer, Kylie, and be like, how does this sound? Like, I'm working on X, Y, or Z, whatever it is that I'm focusing on. And I think that it's such a beautiful reminder that you never master anything. And it's like, as a host, it is my job to ask the right questions, to guide the conversation. And when I first started out, I'll be so honest, like, I had a list of questions and I just went boom, 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 check it off, moving on. I didn't understand, like, this is a conversation and I've got to be so wildly present for it that I can guide it and ask those extra questions and lean in and pivot and change. And so it's so fascinating to look at that evolution and to try to be a better host. And I can just keep committing to doing that. And so it's been such an incredible thing. So if you have a podcast or want a podcast, know that you're not going to be the best host at the beginning, but when you really commit to like learning and getting better and really just focusing on highlighting your guests, man, you're going to make a difference. Now, another thing that I never really assumed or like thought about, I thought about it in a minute way, but not in a 500 episode way, was that this podcast is like this labor of love, this tool that allows me to serve and serve and serve and share and grow and evolve and get people results for free. And I love that. Like I just got tagged in a comment today that someone was like, I just launched my own business and you were a huge catalyst. And when I meet people that are like, you know, you were in my ear as I was making this transition or this transformation, just to even be a tiny part of people's journeys literally leaves me breathless. Like, it's weird because when you're recording, you're generally alone, right? Like I'm sitting here alone talking into a microphone. And sometimes it can be hard to visualize the real humans that listen to this, the real impact that is made, like the ripple effect that it can have. But when I think about my own life, what I love about podcasting is that I can take it anywhere. Like I listen to podcasts in the shower. I listen to them on road trips. I listen to them on walks. When Coco was tiny, I would listen to them while I was nursing her in the middle of the night. Like there have been so many moments and takeaways and learnings and challenges that I've navigated with the help of podcast hosts who don't even know I exist because I've been able to take their words with me and bring them into my life and welcome them into my own journey. And so what I love about this show is like when we create it, when we plan it, when I think about like, what do I want to talk about or what have I been learning or how do I want to show up? It's really like this act of service. And I'm not saying this from a place of like, oh, look at me, I'm serving the world, but like really like, how can we reach people today? How can we add value? And what's happened is literally to tie back to the very beginning of this show, when I shared about when I decided to start a podcast because I was listening to Amy Porterfield, because I remember she was talking about one of her paid programs that she was going to launch soon. And I was like, give me the link right now. I want to buy it right now. I trust you. You've gotten me so many results for free. I want to pay and invest into your program. And I remember the link wasn't even live. And I was like so frustrated because I was like, take my money, take my money. But what's been so beautiful about the podcast is that it's given me this opportunity to reach people, to serve them no matter what stage of the journey they're at, and to get them results for free. And then hopefully invite them into a paid opportunity that will make sense for them, that will help them grow and take that next further step. And what I look at is like, I don't look at things as sales pitches. I look at them as invitations, and you can say yes or no. And whatever your RSVP is, there's zero judgment, right? You're still invited to show up every single week. And that's why I keep showing up every single week. But I just love that it's become this tool that allows me to keep serving and serving and serving and just building up my relationship with you, the listener. Like, I hope that we feel like friends. I hope that you feel welcomed into my life and my business. And I hope that things that I share have made an impact on you. I really hope that. The other thing that I think is so important is that you can start small when it comes to podcasting and work big. So when I first started the show, I didn't have a single person on my team, on my podcast team, right? It was just me and Caitlin, my virtual assistant. We were just figuring it out. Like, I didn't have a great microphone. Most of my episodes were recorded on my iPhone headphones. I sat in my car in my garage because I was worried my dogs would bark. There's a lot of things like technically that I did not do correctly, but we started small and like got that proof that like, okay, we're on to something and people want this and it's helping. And we worked big. So now I have Kylie, who's on my team. She's full-time. She devotes her work to this show, from booking guests to prepping interviews to writing down notes to helping me plan out our topics. I mean, like everything. She runs a social account. She does everything behind the scenes. We also have an editing team who's amazing. Shout out to you guys for showing up and for helping us. Matt, you've been an incredible editor, so I just appreciate that so much. We have an ad agent. I mean, there's just so many things that have shifted and we've grown over time. And our show is profitable and it makes a huge difference income-wise as well. And that was something that I couldn't have anticipated, right? Like, you start it as a passion project, as a curiosity, but you know, we have ad revenue now. We have things that can, one, help us pay the team behind the show, but it's also an income generator. And I think a lot of times people look at podcasting similar to how they look at blogging, and they're like, well, how do you actually make money? And it's not an overnight thing by any means. And I think there are many different ways that you can monetize a podcast, but it's been something that really started small and humbly and has grown over time. And now we just have these supportive roles in place to help us produce a top-rated show and to help us show up in a professional but profound way. And so just know with any project that you're looking at, I always just think start small, work big. You know, from these small ideas come these like big revolutions. And that's exactly what we've seen from zero to episode number 500. If you've reached a point in your business where a customer relationship management platform is necessary to keep growing to the next level, well, you'll want to work with a CRM that's simple and seamless to implement and use. HubSpot's powerful CRM platform is easy to adopt, which leads to better data, richer insights, and a bigger impact on customer experience. Tools like HubSpot's contact timeline give you the historical context you need to get work done and connect with customers. And because all of your customer data is in one place, it can serve as a single source of information about each customer's history with your brand. Past conversations, messages, all of it. And you can take action right from the contact timeline. Make a call, enroll a contact in a sequence, schedule a meeting, and more. And if you're on the go, you can use the HubSpot mobile app, super key for our constantly evolving online businesses. Learn more about how you can scale your company without scaling complexity at HubSpot.com. Starting an online store can be complicated, frustrating, and expensive. Logistics like shipping can bog you down. Well, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more five-star reviews than anyone else. Say you started your shop on Etsy and now you have to figure out how to get that beautiful handcrafted product into the hands of your customers. That's what ShipStation is for. It will funnel all of your orders from Etsy or Amazon or your own website into a simple interface that offers you discounted shipping rates from USPS, FedEx, and UPS. You'll ship more in less time. Just use my offer code GOLDDIGGER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in GOLDDIGGER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code GOLDDIGGER. Make ship happen. Now, one thing that I should note is that I think that podcasting is way easier than people think. And I don't mean that to cut back on the work that I do or my team does. And when I think back at the very beginning, I'm like, I was overthinking so many things. Like I thought that when I launched, I had to have the perfect name, the perfect description, the perfect jingle. I thought I had to have the same set of questions in every single episode and the same sign off. And you know, what's so cool is that my show has evolved so much. Like we've had three different jingles. We've had three different cover photos. There's like so much has changed. My delivery has changed. The way we sign on and sign off of shows has changed. And if you've ever considered starting a podcast, but you think like, oh my gosh, it's too hard, or I have no idea to begin, or it's too complicated, or I don't know enough tech, I want you to know podcasting is way easier than you might think. In fact, I recorded an entire free training on that exact topic. So if you go to freepodcastclass.com, that's freepodcastclass.com, I literally walk you through three reasons why launching a podcast is actually way easier than you might think. And it's such a great class because I think it just takes a lot of the pressure that we put on ourselves to do everything perfectly and to show up having all the answers before we hit record. And if I would have done that, I would have never hit record in the first place. And so I just think it's such a beautiful gift of like starting simple, get fancy later, work big, it'll happen, but you got to just simply start, right? Now, the other thing that I've changed as I've gone on is just my work style and the way that I work on the show itself. So I've shared a little bit. And if you listen to my episode with Tracy Osuka, it was like literally eye-opening. She helped me to realize that I likely do have ADHD. And after having conversations with my family about it, my dad has ADHD, and my parents believe that all three of us children have it on some form of the spectrum. And it's so funny because when I went into that interview with Tracy, I had no inclination, no idea. I was just very curious about her and her story and what she teaches on. But since understanding that a little bit more, I really understand my work style and how I work best on the show. So if you have a podcast and you don't batch record, listen up, because I think this might change things a little bit. I remember before I launched my podcast, I listened to a show called Entrepreneur on Fire by John Lee Dumas, who is now a friend of mine. And I remember there was this one episode and he was talking about how he like recorded 7 episodes in a day and he would batch like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds awful. Like, why would you ever do that? I can't imagine sitting down and talking for 7 hours straight. And it's super funny because nowadays when I sit down to record, at minimum, I'm recording at least 3 episodes. Maximum, I'm usually doing around 4 to 5 episodes in one day. And I found not only does it really help me to just stay super focused, but it also allows us to move forward with the show. And for me, it helps for me to teach clearer because I know what topics I'm covering and I remember what I just said in the show that I recorded before it. And so it's interesting because batch working, while it was something that I was like, oh, I could never do that, I'm like, there is nothing better than spending an entire day interviewing guests or knocking out solo shows. And podcasting, like I said, is actually way simpler and easier than you might be thinking in the sense of it doesn't have to take over your life. Like, in one day, I can record 4 interviews, and that's the interviews for an entire month, right? And in one day, I can record all the solo shows. And in 2 days, I can record all of the content that I need for an entire month of work. And while, of course, there's planning and prep and execution, it doesn't have to be this thing where you feel like every single week you've got to show up come hell or high water. And so batching has been amazing. And it also really allows us to implement with consistency and have the show feel manageable because, you know, the show is not my only thing. It's one part of my business. It's one part of my life. And so when I can batch it, I like let the rest of the team know like, hey, I'm recording all day. You know, I'll be back tomorrow. And it just helps for me to laser in and focus on it, really tag team closely with Kylie on it. And then that way we're just like knocked out. So especially with things like maternity leave, it allows us, this style of work allows us to work ahead without it feeling so daunting and impossible. And since we know exactly what we need to do in order to fill our calendar with content that you're going to love and that you're going to consume, batch working is an amazing way to work if you are contemplating starting a podcast. And when I think back to the very beginning, I used to just do one-off interviews and the amount of time it would take to set up and get the house quiet or go sit in my car in my garage with pillows on the dashboard. And, you know, it's like you got to get into this headspace, this mindset. You've got to get your gear and your equipment ready. You've got to have your questions ready and all these things. And it's like if you can just sit down and batch everything out, not only are you going to be a better host, but you're also going to like finish the day and be like, dang, I just did that. And that's awesome. And I love that. One of the things that I didn't anticipate when it came to starting the podcast is thinking ahead again, right? Like I told my brother, oh, I think I could do like 5 to 10 episodes and then I run out of things to say. But thinking through like, what does episode 100 look like? What does episode 200? What does episode 500 look like? And a lot of times when we start our shows, we have, you know, a direction in mind, or we might have some sort of expertise we're excited to share about. But what I think is such a gift in podcasting is that your podcast gets to follow the evolution of you. And so if you just keep committing to showing up, sharing what you're learning or what you're passionate about, if you commit to getting compelling guests on the show, things like that, you can't go wrong. And it's funny because I think podcasting has just taught me to be comfortable contradicting myself or believing something and changing over time. I think change and evolution is a beautiful thing. And there will be past things where I'm like, oh, that's not true anymore. Like the Instagram algorithm changed, or oh my gosh, that doesn't even exist anymore. That platform is totally different. And I think it's cool because it's like you're documenting what you know and what you're learning in real time, giving you this like divine opportunity to connect with people in real time, while also building up this massive library of resources for people. Almost every single question that I get asked in my DMs or in my inbox can be answered with a link to the podcast. And how cool is it? Like I picture, if I close my eyes, I picture like a massive library, and every episode is like a little book that I'm sticking into that library. And they all live there and people can find them and they can go back and listen to episode number one. And I love that. Like, I love that each episode is like this intentional addition to our library of resources and content, information, teachings, learnings, personal life updates, like so much. So I think that that's something that a lot of people forget is that one, podcasting is like building up your own resource library, but it's also allowing you to kind of follow your own evolution and take people on the ride with you. And I think a lot of times we're prone to just not show up in life until we have all the answers, until we can tie a pretty bow on a terrible experience, or until we learned the thing that makes us an expert. But the thing is that people connect so much more while you're in process, while you're in the messy middle, while you're navigating it the best you can. And, you know, podcasting has kind of given me this opportunity to live that out and to show up as the best version I can on every day that I hit record, but to also acknowledge like I'm going to contradict myself and I'm going to change my opinions on things and I'm going to grow and I'm going to evolve as a human. And like you, whoever you are, you get to come with me. And like, that's really stinking cool. Another thing, like when I think about highlights, I'm like all over the map here. But when I think about highlights, one that I can just like close my eyes and smile over is thinking about some of the personal episodes that we've navigated together, Drew and I, and some of the solo shows that I've recorded in hard seasons. You know, in the intro, I was talking about how right now my hands are on my belly and I can feel this baby kicking around in there. And I could have never dreamt when I started this show that not only is it a business podcast, but that it's followed me through some of the darkest seasons in trying to grow our family. And it's also been a part of me in the light. And thinking of all the episodes I recorded when I was pregnant with Coco and now pregnant with this baby, and the evolution and this ability to have a business podcast, but still show up to the mic and record what miscarriage is really like, or record our birth story days after my daughter was born, or share about the transition of my husband becoming a stay-at-home dad, or, you know, just all of these like life events that we were able to not only capture and record, but to share with the world. And I think a lot of times when we start something, we see like the strategy behind it, you know, like we're doing it usually for a purpose. But I think that the most impactful things that the show has given me is just this space to share my life and the reality and the story and the pain and navigating loss and going through seasons of burnout and growing and expanding a team and working through a pandemic and being a new mom. And like, I don't know, it's just like those episodes are the ones that I'm most proud of. And I just imagine someday my children getting to listen to them and being like, man, like my parents walked through hell and tried so hard for me. I was so deeply wanted. And there was thousands of people praying for me to come into this world. And, you know, it's just, those are the ones where I'm like, yeah, those are the episodes that I want to like print out on vinyl. I don't even know if that's a thing. I don't think it is, but sit down around and wrap up in blankets and have popcorn and listen to, you know, 20 years from now. It's easy to forget that you're recording your own legacy every time you hit record, because it's such a gift to give other people that opportunity. But the show itself has just been filled with my story. And it's so cool that you're here for it. So You know, episode number 500, it's bananas. It's crazy. Sometimes I wish our name wasn't Goal Digger, because whenever I say it, I always have to spell out goal so people don't say it. You know, I run a podcast called Gold Digger, and I always think of the Kanye West song, which is a blessing and a curse. But it has been such an adventure getting to show up in your life, getting to know that you are tuning in and seeing you as a part of our community. And I just want to say thank you. And here's to 500 more shows. And I just hope that I can continue serving you and meeting you where you're at. And I hope we get to continue evolving and growing and living and sharing space and energy and ideas together. And I hope that I feel like this trusted voice in your life. And if I am, I just thank you for that opportunity. It's like something that is never lost on me and something that makes sitting down and hitting record feel like such an honor. And so, Gold Diggers, you know, if you want to leave a review today, that would be super awesome. It'd be like a little present for me and this little baby who's ready for lunch. And if you want to learn how to start and create your own podcast, if this inspired you to be like, hey, I do have something to say, or I do want to interview people, I want to do this, I want to hit record, go to freepodcastclass.com. It's a great training all about podcasting. It simplifies the whole thing from tech to equipment to how to record. All of that is in there. Again, that's freepodcastclass.com. And just thank you. Thank you for being here. I can't wait to see what our future holds. And I'm just feeling so wildly blessed and fortunate to be able to celebrate this milestone with you today. So until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.